Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
The last 12 months has changed our lives in ways which we never expected. Welcome to COVID Lives, a podcast series that looks at Irish lives during this extraordinary time in history. My name is Gavin Dowd, and I'm going to be speaking to people who have unique and meaningful stories to share about their lives throughout the pandemic, whether it involved looking out for others, starting something new, or just finding ways to remain positive amidst the doom and gloom. Earlier this summer, sisters Maeve and Blaheen embarked on an ambitious project in Cavan Town. With the pandemic having made changes to their working schedules, they decided to set up a shop, the Eco Shack. But this isn't just any type of shop, it's the first of its kind in Cavan. This is COVID Lives, and this is Blaheen and Maeve's story.
I'm Blaheen.
I'm Maeve McCormick. Yeah. We're from Cavan.
Yeah, so we're sisters and we run the Eco Shack in Cavan, which is Cavan's very first zero waste store.
I have a lot to ask about zero waste. And it's funny because I've spoken as part of this podcast series to lots of people who've started businesses during the pandemic. And it's one thing starting a business, any business during the pandemic. It's another thing opening a zero waste shop, yeah, which there are very few of, yeah, in Ireland. So it's really, really interesting. And we'll get to that in a moment. But can you just tell me about both of your backgrounds?
Well, I'm an archaeologist, so I work full time still. During the pandemic there, I got put down to a 3-day week. So it was kind of nice that I had a bit of extra time for the first time really in my life, actually, because I've worked full time since I came out of college. So yeah, that's my line of work. I'm still working in that.
When COVID hit, I was working in a reception job in Dublin. I'd been there for about 2 years and I really liked it. I was probably going to stay on there for another few years, but I got let go once everything moved to kind of being home-based. Before that, we had thought loads about opening a zero waste store, and you know, we just never thought we'd have the time to do it or like the money to do it or anything like that. But the fact that I completely lost my job and had to move back to Cavan really kind of allowed us to kind of have the
take
time
the positives
to, yeah, to have the time to like put the work in and start actually making moves to open the zero waste shop. Originally we tried to do it through a trailer that we got from our cousin that opened a zero waste shop in Wales, and it went really well for her, and we were really excited to take it over. But with COVID we couldn't get out at all. We got out twice, I think, at Christmas, and we were looking forward to getting out again after Christmas, but it all locked down again, yeah, didn't it? So everything changed.
So just take me back a little bit to earlier in 2020. Blaheen, you're back at home in Cavan. Maeve, you're working less frequently, and you've had these ideas to set up a zero waste shop over the years, but when did it become a reality?
We had gone far enough that we had like a business plan done up. Mm-hmm. But it was still very much an idea, something that was just in the back of our minds. Like I was never going to realistically quit a really good full-time job that I enjoyed for something that may or may not work. And Blaheen was never going to quit a job that she enjoyed and up in Dublin and everything to move back to Cavan and do something like this with me. Mm-hmm. So it just wasn't, it simply wouldn't have happened without COVID, I don't think.
Yeah, it definitely would. Yeah. Like I would never have moved back from Dublin, I don't
Dublin
think.
Dublin to Cavan. It's a big move. Like there's so much to do in Dublin, so little to do in Cavan.
Yeah. Like, yeah. So like I definitely wouldn't have taken the plunge without
having to
not having any attachments to Dublin.
But still it was a very brave and kind of courageous thing to do. Did either of you have experience in retail?
I've worked in, like, God knows, I've had a million different jobs. Worked in, like, Tesco, I've worked in McDonald's, worked in Chippers, worked in, like, stationery shops and, you know, petrol stations. I've worked in a million different jobs. But and Blahin's the entrepreneur. She's set up loads of little small businesses, craft, design, and glass painting, you know, all sorts of arty things. So we don't really have experience, but we kind of have a little bit.
Yeah, like we've got, it's more so like little bits here and there like that we managed to put together. Yeah, I wouldn't say that we have any experience in.
No, we're
like,
definitely winging it.
Setting up like an actual shop.
We're definitely winging it. Yeah. Like, we're asking my my friend who works in shops. We're asking other people we know who've set up businesses. You know, we're definitely doing the round robin trying to get advice of people. You know,
winging it is one way to put it. It's you're being unfair on yourselves there, but I mean, it's so great that you started, because. Yeah. I'm sure you had this idea for years that you were discussing, mm-hmm. and maybe you never thought it would come to fruition, but actually putting it into action is something that a lot of people don't get to that stage.
Yeah, mm. yeah. We didn't, I suppose, like, realistically, we didn't think it would ever happen. Like, we had our little business plan done up. We had ideas of what we'd like to sell, where we'd like to go. And then, like, Blahin was probably laid off maybe 6 weeks when our cousin texted us about her horse box. Mm-hmm. For sale. Like, she had it all kitted out for it to be a zero waste shop.
Yeah, like, yeah, so, she had been running it out of there before moving into her own stone shop. So,
and she had done so well that that's why she set up the actual shop. Mm. So she was saying to us, like, would you not just try it and see how it goes? So we did. It's basically literally because we figured it's not that much of a, if it all goes to pot, it wasn't that much of an investment to buy a horse box off our cousin, a couple of little bits to stock it.
Yeah, and a horse box is always useful to someone, you know, like coffee shops or something like
that. On that, there's a lot of memes I see online about people seeing horse boxes with horses in them and saying, why the hell is there a horse in the coffee stock?
It is a joke, but I mean, honest to God, it's the way forward. If you're starting a business, start small. Like, you know, we would never ever have opened this shop if we hadn't started in the horse box.
And
the horse
even box, though we didn't get out in it much, it just it gave us the, like,
the step,
the footing,
definitely
to,
the way to go.
Start doing it.
So your shop is the Eco Shack.
Yeah.
What is a zero waste shop?
So it is a shop where you can go and literally just buy the products you want and leave without having any extra plastic or packaging that you don't want to have. So technically, somebody could come into our house or into our shop and just leave with all the products they want. And if they had brought their own jars, their own lunchboxes, their own tubs, then they leave with zero waste, basically. Yeah.
And what kind of things can you sell in that format?
Well, we are selling dry food. So things like beans, rice, pasta, breakfast cereals, stuff like that.
All of the kind of dry foods that we can, mostly organic foods that we can get our hands on, herbs, and then as well all the kind of compostable or long-lasting household products that you can get that are good for the environment, like safety razors and
sanitary products and salt deodorants. We also have dispensers for things like all-purpose cleaners and laundry detergent and washing up liquid and, you know, olive oil. And basically it's like a grocery shop that you can come in and just get your household goods, you know.
So people are bringing in their, like, empty old, like if they were using, like, say, you know, fairy liquid or something, then they're coming in and refilling their old bottle of that rather than, you know, having to go out and buy, like, a fancy thing. You know, they're just reusing the plastic that they have, which is absolutely brilliant. You know, that's exactly what we want people to do as well.
Reuse.
Fantastic. Forces people to change their habits a good bit,
but
I guess.
It makes it easy for them to change their habits.
It definitely highlights to people how easy it is to make those little changes, I think.
But it's not easy. Like, it's not easy to make those. It's all well and good for the government to be shouting at us to use less plastic and all that sort of stuff. But if these type of shops aren't in place, it's not that easy. Like, you just can't buy your vegetables plastic free if you don't have a greengrocer near you.
Especially in COVID times, everything's double wrapped in plastic.
Gone back to plastic now. Like, so, and you just can't buy, you know, pasta plastic free if it's not. I think there's only one brand and it's expensive because it's a really good brand that sells in cardboard, you know. So it's like, it's all well and good that you see these David Attenborough programs and you want to make a change and you want to save the fish and all that sort of stuff. But if these shops aren't around, you can't do that, you know?
Yeah. Which that's like when you moved back a while ago, that's the whole reason that we started talking about the zero waste shops was that Maeve's been on the zero waste journey for a long time and she found it so hard whenever she came back to Cavan to shop plastic free and would always end up with a pile of rubbish after her weekends in Cavan. But whenever she was in Galway or Dublin doing archaeology jobs, she had no problem shopping plastic free. So if you were trying to do that in Cavan, it would have been very, very hard.
It would have been a struggle. Like actually I was in Cavan a while and I had to get stuff delivered, which isn't like, I mean, everybody buys things online now, so it's not that big of a deal, but it was just frustrating that you couldn't go and browse in the shop and buy things that you wanted and you couldn't support local. You always had to buy online. So
A lot of people are saying that and that are coming into the shop as well, that they used to buy these things, but they used to always have to buy them online. Probably from the same people you're getting them from.
If you're looking for plump lips that last, you need to know about Juvederm lip fillers. With Juvederm Volbella XC and Juvederm Ultra XC, your lip look, whether it's subtle or bold, can last up to 1 full year with optimal treatment and no additional maintenance. Find a licensed specialist and see if it's right for you at Juvederm.com today. That's Juvederm.com. Add fullness to lips in adults over 21 with Juvederm Volbella XC or Juvederm Ultra XC. Do not use if you have severe allergies or a history of severe allergic reactions, or if you're allergic to lidocaine or the proteins used in Juvederm. Tell your doctor if you have a history of scarring or taking medicines that decrease the body's immune response or that can prolong bleeding. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. As with all fillers, there's a rare risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. For full important safety information, visit Juvederm.com.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
And how has the reception been? Because I don't know much about Cavan, but there's a farming community in Cavan. Mm-hmm. And that's a community that I think it's fair to say might be a little bit more traditional. How have customers warmed to the idea of going zero waste?
I think it surprises people. A lot of the older people who would be in that kind of like genre that you're talking about, you know, the like farmers or people like that, when they might pop into the shop if they're walking past out of curiosity, more so than wanting to make a change. And when they're in there, they're like, oh, this really reminds me of when I was a kid and we used to be able to get our sweets without any plastic. And we used to be able to go down and buy, you know, just exactly what we needed. So there was no food waste. And then they were like, once they had something they could relate it to, then it wasn't so strange and it wasn't such a hippy dippy idea, you know?
Yeah. There's so many people are bringing that up in the shop that, you know, that they remember having to go to the shop and write down in the little notebook what their mom was buying or whatever. So I think for the older generations, there's that. And then for like, there's, you know, teenagers dragging their parents in being like, this is what I've been talking about in the other town. So like, it's really nice seeing the younger generations coming in and like, you know, kind of telling their parents what they want them to do their grocery shopping with. Yeah. And
what's really interesting, actually, like the reception in Cavan has been fantastic.
Yeah.
But it's really interesting that the majority of the people who are genuinely excited to see a shop like this are all probably under 25, maybe under 30. Like, they're not just excited to see, they are genuinely happy.
Yeah.
It's a hippie shop. It's cool. Like, somehow becoming environmentally friendly has gone from being like, you're hippie the crazy dippy tree hugger to actually being something that's cool now, which is brilliant.
Yeah. It's so brilliant. Good. Yeah. It's becoming like,
the hippie thing to do.
Yeah.
Or no, not the hippie. The cool thing to do. Yeah. See, I'm not hip enough to say hip.
Like, hippies can be cool. Hippies can be cool too.
No.
But as we said earlier, I mean, your shop makes it so easy. People have Tupperware at home And people often buy stuff in multi-packs or whatever and then divide it into smaller portions when they get home anyway. So to what extent have you had to kind of convince people that this is a better way to shop?
I think people think that it's very expensive.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah.
That you have to have fancy, you know, kind of mason jars, like what you see on fancy Instagram pages and stuff like that. And I think we had to really kind of push a little bit to say that the idea is to like reduce, reuse, recycle. The idea is to use your we're not going to judge you for coming in with plastic takeaway containers.
Yeah,
you know?
And people, I think, also, like a few people I've said, like when they come into the shop, have been kind of like, oh, you know, I don't have my own containers, you know, can I shop here? And I'm like, absolutely. Yeah, we have the brown bags. They're recyclable, they're compostable. You know, there's no problem with you using our brown bags. We don't judge you. And like, there's other people bringing in old, you know, plastic bags that they've been using for other stuff and they've kept and they want to reuse in our shop. And that's fine as well. Like, it's literally just cutting down on waste in any way that you can. And like no judgment from anybody. Like, no.
I think anybody who sets foot in the shop is intrigued or they're curious or they're genuinely interested. I think the people who think it's a load of nonsense just walk right past. So we actually haven't had any abuse from anybody.
And we haven't had, nobody,
everyone's been so supportive.
Yeah, no one telling us how it should be done or or anything like that. It's everyone's just so happy as well to see a business opening in COVID.
Yeah.
All the shops in the street have been so supportive. Like, just the support from the community has been amazing in every way. It's fantastic.
Yeah. I'm delighted to hear that. I think if it's one thing we can say will change after the pandemic, it's that people will be more cognizant of local businesses and, you know, all the graft, the blood, sweat and hopefully not tears that goes into being a small business person in Ireland. Well, hopefully not blood either, to be honest, but probably a lot of sweat. Tell me about your experience over the last 2 or 3 months, because you launched in June, am I right in saying?
The 26th of June was the first day
the shop opened,
Okay, so since, you know, March or April of this year, has it been flat out preparing everything?
Yes. And like, we had to completely renovate the shop on a really, really low budget. Thank God for like all the dads we know.
Our dad, her boyfriend's dad, my husband's dad. Yeah. Like, honestly.
Like, really pulling in everybody that we could.
It was lucky that it was COVID, actually, because they were free.
Yeah, exactly. So. It was mostly just getting the place to a really high hygiene standard.
Yeah.
And then just, you know, trying to decide what stock people want to see in the shop, how to present that well so people like, so it's really accessible and people aren't afraid of getting COVID in the shop and stuff.
And on top of that, my job went back to full time in March, just when we decided to open the shop and just when things started ramping up for us. So it was, we've just been flat out. We didn't even notice the lockdown ending or beginning. Like, we were just, we've been so busy. We didn't have time to meet anyone.
Was that a good thing in some ways, that it kind of distracted you from all the other things going on?
It was a good thing. Yeah.
It definitely distracted us from COVID. And
we didn't really notice the fact that we weren't able to meet our friends and we weren't able to do this, that and the other. But on the flip side, unlike everybody else, I think we're very close to being burnt out right now.
Definitely, like, we've got our first like
hen party this weekend.
Hen party this weekend, and both of us are just like, do we even remember how to relax or
do we
sit?
Even remember how to talk to people? Probably not.
Yeah, like, Mev's always given out to me, because whenever I sit down to relax, I'd be like, "Ooh, what about that thing for the shop that I didn't do?" And I'll text her, and she'd be like, "Stop texting me on my downtime. You're not in work at the moment. It's fine."
Has it tested the sister relationship working together in a business capacity?
Not really. It's definitely highlighted how different we are in a good way. Like, Maeve is very let's do lists, let's like, you know, think about this for a while, whereas I'm very like, okay, so like, when we got the shop, Maeve literally texted me that morning.
I texted Lauren on Friday and I said, you know, look, I'm just thinking we might have to sell the horse box. I don't think it's going to work with COVID restrictions. I don't think it's going to work. Within 10 minutes, she had a place like a viewing, and we went the next day, and then we had taken the place, and then we were opening a shop. Like, so
literally, Maeve just been like, "What about?"
And I was like, "Have a talk about it," and then it was done. So yeah, that's how we work differently.
So it's kind of like I.
So you're at different speeds.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, I'm very much so like straight in and do everything, and Maeve's like, "Whoa, slow down."
But instead of causing fights, it kind of works well because. I'd be far too cautious. And so we need her to be really fast and, you know, thinking.
Before
and,
she can think about it.
Yeah. But then she's a bit too much like that.
So yeah, Maeve pulls me back.
Yeah. So it works both. It does work. It does work. We haven't killed each other.
Yin and yang.
Yeah. Yeah.
So at the time we're recording this, you're nearly a month in business. You're coming up to your first month anniversary. What are the things you've learned, do you think? You've talked about the things you've learned about each other, but just about being in business.
Other shops are just so supportive. Mm-hmm. Local shops are always dying to support local. Like, we're always reaching out to local producers and being like, we want to get you into our shop if possible. And just that I would have thought, like, we had an awful fear that, you know, other shops might be a little bit put off by
us. We were so worried about there's one shop in particular that we were really worried about stepping on their toes because they would sell like something similar to one of our lines, but they've been in like 3 or 4 times buying all the time, and in fact it turns out that our type of shop was literally exactly what they wanted in the town, which was why they sold the stuff they sold. So it's like, it's been wonderful. What we've learned is that Cavan is very nice.
It's just like a sense of supportive community. I don't think I've ever really felt the community as much as I'm feeling it now. Apart from that, I think that during COVID there really has been a turn with people, not so much with businesses, but with people, into moving into a more healthy lifestyle, into trying to reduce their impact on the environment. But yeah, businesses have kind of gone the opposite way nearly because of all the plastic.
Oh yeah, the businesses have gone plastic mad.
The big businesses, like, and then other than that, what else have we learned?
I've learned it's bloody hard to keep control of stock.
Yeah, and also we've learned that if we can do a business, anyone can make if they have a dream of owning a business, seriously,
just do it.
We are winging it every day. Like, literally yesterday we were like, should we close on Saturday yeah. We'll just close on Saturday.
And not only that, not only are we winging it, but sometimes we have to deal with people or other companies and they're worse than us.
Honestly, if anybody out there has a dream of starting their own business, please,
there's some people we've been dealing with and we're like, how are you running, like, how are you not
massive businesses?
So I think that would be our major take home lesson.
If we can do it, believe me, if you have any ability.
So everyone's winging us, ultimately.
Yeah. And if you have maths experience, you'll probably do way better than us.
Oh yeah, we're terrible at maths. We're terrible at numbers. Our dad checks things. Our dad checks things for us before
it goes out there into the universe.
And they said you'd never use maths again when you left school, but you know, here you go. Thanks for listening to another episode of COVID Lives. If you enjoyed the podcast, please subscribe and leave us a review. I'll talk to you soon.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here, and it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.